Okie dokie. Right, Chris, first of all, can I just get your full name and your job title, please?
Yeah, it's Chris Hesp. I'm Head of Sport, Leisure and Olympics for Kent County Council.
That's great. Chris, can I just check the spelling of your surname? We've got it on the card, but it's H-E-S-P-E.
That's correct.
Fantastic. Chris, obviously the Open Golf Championship over the weekend. How did it go?
It was a huge success. We haven't got the official figures yet, but it'll be approaching 200,000 spectators. It was safe, it was a great atmosphere, and really just a great attraction for Kent people and for many people worldwide. It was the weather was a little bit dodgy on the Saturday and Sunday, but it really didn't put off the hardy golf fans.
Now, such an amazing opportunity as well to put Kent on the map. You were telling me earlier there's been interest from right across the globe.
This is a global media event. And this is a global sporting event that attracted the media from throughout the world. There were some 2,000 media folk who were covering this, and it's profiling Kent for inward investment, tourism, and certainly putting Kent on the map in terms of being a major sporting destination.
I know you've been quite keen to impress the media, you've been keen to impress the fans, but I guess the people you have to impress long term if you want the event to come back are the R&A. Have you had any feedback from them at all?
We've heard informally that the R&A have been very happy with how the event's gone. We're very keen that we work with the R&A to track them back before the normal cycle would bring it back to Sandwich. And, we can't actually put a date on it yet, but it would be wonderful if we get this major global sporting event back within the next 7 or 8 years.
I mean, it's been 8 years, hasn't it, since the last Open Championship. You'd be hoping it comes back a little bit quicker than that?
That would be ideal. There are other courses, of course, around the UK that are very keen to have the Open back. So we will be vying with them. But if this is deemed to be a great success by the R&A, which I'm quite adamant they will see it as that, then we should have a very strong case to get it back sooner.
What about the legacy of this event as well, Chris, in terms of actually capturing people's imagination when it comes to golf?
Well, certainly the economic and the tourism legacy is fairly straightforward. The economic boost to the county is going to be approximately £80 million, and we do know that it is going to generate tourism, and we've been promoting golf breaks in the county at 100 or so of our top golf courses. But we've also been promoting golf legacy project that we've worked up with the Kent Golf Partnership, getting hundreds of people through free taster and coaching sessions at many of our clubs in Kent. So there's very much a golf legacy coming out of the Open.
Excellent. And you mentioned the economic benefits there. This has been huge, hasn't it, for the East Kent economy?
The East Kent economy and the whole of Kent, this has profiled Kent for inward investment, tourism and economic development. Certainly there's a figure of £80 million that we're seeking to generate in terms of economic impact, but really long term it's very difficult to equate how many deals will have been done on that golf course over the period, and also the spend in the local economy. We will be having those figures fairly soon, but generally it's a great story for Kent, it's a great story for the region, and we would love the Open to come back within the next few years.
And just finally, this event, of course, perfect timing with the Olympics next year. And Kent very much seems to be sort of forming itself as a bit of a sporting destination, really. Lots of training camps, hopefully, around the county as well.
We have got a number of training camps already secured for the Olympics, but of course we're also hosting the Paralympic road cycling in 2012, and it's the largest cycling discipline of the London 2012 Games, with 225 competitors from 50 nations competing over a four-day period at Brands Hatch and surrounding roads, and it makes Kent host county for the Paralympic Games, which is a tremendous honour for us. And this really follows in the footsteps of accommodating the Open Golf, the Tour de France, World Cup archery and a number of major events. So Kent is very much firmly established on the international sporting scene for accommodating global sports events.
Excellent. Chris, anything to add at all?
I don't think so, really.
No, just a great success all round.
Yeah, right. The Open Golf was great. The Open...
That's right.
We were talking normally.
Shall I ask the question again?
No.
That's fine.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. The Open was great for Kent. This was one of the major global sports events, and it was a real honour to host this prestigious event. And we're really looking forward to its return in, hopefully, a few years' time.
Excellent. That's brilliant.